This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, like, I'm all alone? Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Do I hear you?
What?
Or is that some mystery voice in my ear?
What?
Oh, there you are.
What?
I didn't hear you before, but I was like kind of hearing an echo or something. I thought you were going to be unavoidably detained and unable to be.
I'm going to be late, but I'm here in time for the show. Well, it's already 7 after, so now.
Yeah, okay, all right.
We're all late now.
I thought you were going to be gone. I see.
I didn't know when I was going to be here, so.
Could you grab a copy of the Bismarck Tribune, the actual physical hard copy of the Bismarck Tribune?
We've been through this exercise. Yeah, I'll go look for one. Why don't you tell me before the show to look for one?
I can
walk in here with one.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
because by now people are already using it to train their pets. So.
Well, we just like to have a couple. We did this yesterday. We had a little fun. And actually, in chat, the great Ravate, as we call him, our producer, has put the headlines there for you. So you don't even have to actually have the actual paper, like hold it in your hand. Kind of a dinosaur. I like to hold it in my hand.
You are old, aren't you?
So we're going to give you some headlines that are news. And what else are we going to do today? We're going to talk a little bit about the State of the Union address. Did you watch it last night, Todd? Did you watch the State of the Union address?
Am I going to look for a paper or am I staying here? No, I did. I didn't, and here's why. Either he's your guy. Or he's not.
Okay, that's your...
The last 7 years have not changed that. What was going to be new now? He's leaving soon.
Yeah.
So either you're going to watch it and be frustrated because he's not your guy, or you're going to watch it and go, yay, because he is your guy.
You don't have to apologize. He's not, like, listening. Don't worry about it. Do you just yes or no?
Not apologizing so much as I didn't even see the point of watching it because he's building his legacy.
Well, you go
7 years, build a legacy.
Yeah, I'm not asking Todd another question about the show because, man, alive, I got way more than I needed there. But I get it. I know why you didn't do it, and I couldn't disagree with anything you said. But I'll just tell you, I did not watch the State of the Union address, and leave it at that. We'll talk about that today in the program. The Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, a great opportunity not only to talk to someone who listened to what the president said last night, but actually was in the chamber, the historic House chamber to hear it all, with a very special guest, which is kind of neat. So we're going to hear a little bit about that story. And also, you may remember, I briefly mentioned this yesterday on the program, that we had a conversation on Monday with the winner of our contest, the Tough Luck, Need Some Good Luck contest that we did for our friends at Choice Financial, upgraded the seats, gave some tickets to the Soldier family. And at the end of our conversation Monday about that tough luck turning into good luck, Troy had made mention of an accident you may have heard about, a recent snowmobile accident, Sunday loss of a 10-year-old boy that is understandably gripping the community of Hatton and the region right now. And he just wanted to send his thoughts and prayers, and I talked with him after and learned that he had lost a son. And we're not going to be able to spend a lot of time on this today, but I do want to just, there's been a lot of these kind of incidents. The Kamalavog boys, Park Christian basketball players, Moorhead School, the boys in Fargo, the Ray basketball players. I shouldn't start naming the ones I can think of, but, you know, just taken too young. And then, of course, snowmobile accident more recently, also the story the Soldier family endured when they lost a 9-year-old boy in an ATV accident. And I want to ask this dad how a family lives through something like that? What do you do? Because I think that's the question we all have. So we'll do that today on the program, too. And through it all, take your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. There's a really crazy story about in Wisconsin. There is a school there that has banned the phrase airball or we can't hear you at basketball games. Now, I get offensive ones, I get inappropriate ones, but I mean, come on. Unbelievable. That's just phenomenal. So, Todd tells me I'm on my own on the newspaper headlines, I think. But he's tracking
one down. You can pull up the front page at bizmerchtribune.com.
Yeah.
Or they send out a little email that
you didn't hear
tells
me
you
earlier.
What's going on in your newsroom. Fargo attorneys suspended for 6 months for misconduct in three cases.
Just 1 second. You didn't hear me earlier, but I mentioned that Rivate has the headlines in chat for you if you want to do the Bismarck Tribune ones today. I think you did those yesterday. I did the Fargo forum. By the way, I did a day-old headline review, as you told me yesterday, right? That wasn't too good. So, okay, we'll get to the headlines in a second here. You can tell this is a new segment. We're just working out the kinks of the new segment. I just thought it's kind of fun to go through some headlines. So we'll do that in a second. Quick commentary, and then get to your calls here. Welcome. Glad you're here. Thank you. Appreciate it. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga. Bring this program all across the Northern Plains. Online as well, obviously. What's on your mind, radio.com with podcast, iHeartRadio app. You can listen anywhere you go. A lot of places you can get the program. So we appreciate you listening very much. And thank our fine sponsors, which today include the North Dakota Oil Can Program. NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about them. And you can also check out their Facebook page, North Dakota Oil Can, on the Facebook page. To call us, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Okay, we're ready for some news headlines now. A few minutes here to go. I'll do one from Fargo, and then Todd does one from the Bismarck Tribune. How about that? It pays to plan, says the Fargo Forum. Subheadline, legal experts recommend lottery fools put everything in writing to avoid conflicts. Oh, boy, Todd, we have a little office pool here. Do we have anything in writing about this?
No, because you just kind of just did it.
It was just you.
You're like a lawyer's nightmare. You just decided to go ahead and do something.
I suppose, right? I mean, you know, people say, well, I was in the poll. You won, and I was supposed to be in, and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to happen now? Have you collected the money from each of the listeners?
No, that was never the plan. Remember, we were just doing the honor system where you buy one, we'll buy one, and then just call the hotline number. So okay. We have everybody's telephone number that's in.
Okay.
They've already called it in. And by the way, you can still get in, 855-200-1776.
Have you bought the tickets?
I haven't yet, no. I'm going to buy online during the show just to show that I can, yeah. So, but anyway, they're telling you that's a good idea. I think that's worrying a little too much. Worrying about, do we have it all written down? Is there a plan for all? And then, you know, like, your chances of winning already are, don't stress about it. Just have some fun and use some common sense. So that's headline number one.
Common sense?
Yeah, I know. It's in rare supply these days. Bismarck Tribune, big headline would be what?
Shaping his legacy. Obama warns against giving into cynicism during election year.
Todd, how could we ever get cynical with this magnificent leader at the helm?
So if the Republicans win the White House in 2016, is he going to be on board? And it's not going to matter because he's a former president. Is he going to be cynical about what they say? Because it's probably not going to be out of the same playbook.
I actually agree with the president.
Really?
That's a miracle, but it actually happened.
Wait a minute. I might change out my headphones. I thought I just heard you say you agree with the president.
Yeah.
Have you ever said that in the last 7 years?
I don't think I have. No, but here's what I agree with. Do you have the clip handy that...
I'm getting a headache.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have it.
we'll allow that. What he said in the clip that you have, I agree with. And I want you to know, when I posted last night, minutes before, or a few minutes after, I forget which, the State of the Union address started, I said the following. I'm not watching. I'm opting out
right.
of the State of the Union. Okay, I didn't watch. This was a news clip I got, and I said, you know, I agree with that. So we'll share on that. Did you watch? I asked that question during the debate, and a lot of you that have commented, hundreds of responses, as a matter of fact, and also I get the sense a lot just did not. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay. So it's less stressful. It was a miracle that I agreed with him. But more headlines and more of what's on your mind when you call us next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grassoffi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook. And NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do what you're looking for. They have it. That's the bottom line. They have it. If it's anything in the automotive world, maybe it's a kind of paint. I got this little chip on the car, and I need to match exactly the right paint. Done with the latest technology. Down to if you got something for a Model T, I mean, something from 1941, they've got it. Hedalls has the parts you need. because they have good people like Bob Holzer, who's in their Bismarck location. He's a machinist. Valve jobs, boring, crank grinding, reconditioning rods, tin fitting, magnafluxing. Every part of the engine you can imagine, they work on. That's Bob's day. He loves the cylinder work. Does a lot of it. It's the biggest part of the work that they do in a lot of their shops, especially that Bob does. He is the guy on cylinder head work. And he is a good, good, good man. Part of the great team there. His first car, by the way, I always ask this question because I want to know. It's kind of fun. 1970 Nova. He said, I wanted a hot rod, saved my money. Dad co-signed for me. Found a 68 SS Nova. He wouldn't let me. His words were, you ain't bringing no hot rod into this yard. So he had to go with a little plain Jane 70 Nova. Isn't that great?
Yeah, but what you throw under the hood can make a world of difference.
One day when I have a snoot full of all these headlines, I want to just do an entire hour on what was your first car, because we'll hear some great stories. And I'll ask Dick Heedall, if he and some of the folks at Heedall's will come in and help facilitate that conversation. Wouldn't that be kind of fun? Anyway, if you get to Bismarck and need some work done, say hi to Bob Holzer. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you to Heedall's. There's locations in western Minnesota, all throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota as well. 22 past the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. Our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline open for your questions or comments at 800-228-0550. Did you watch the president's address last night? I didn't watch on purpose. I opted out. I asked the question on Facebook last night. Is that wrong? Are you watching? Maybe we should do something better with our time. Call your mom. Play with the kids. Do something different. I called my mom. Didn't get her. I tried, but she was sleeping. Called over the Bethany memory care unit. Said, my mom's not answering the phone. What's going on? Oh, Jeanette, she's sound asleep in the recliner over here. Do you want me to wake her up? No, let her sleep. That was so cute. I'll call later. No big deal. Chat with the kids a little bit. I did. And my daughter was actually watching it. She's a big Paul Ryan fan. And, she's a good student. She just kind of wanted to. And I was agitated by it. I was literally agitated by it. So you know what I did, Todd? I headed out to the backyard. And I found paradise right in my own backyard that I didn't even think. I thought, okay, Obama's in there agitating the living daylights out of the world. And I was back in the middle of the Vanguard, which is a model of hot springs spa, hot tub, from one of our great sponsors on what was the temp last night? 10 below or something? It was freezing. It was awesome. There is nothing better to be out on the coldest night you can imagine in a hot tub. I'm serious. I was the most relaxed I've probably been in I don't know how long. And I was chuckling to myself, thinking, okay, in there, along with millions of other Americans, they're watching somebody literally just irritating the daylights, giving us blah, 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 a bunch of political ease. Like, at this point, and quite honestly, I have a personal affection for George W. Bush for one reason. He's a good man, okay? But any politician, any president that gets up, it's going to be blah, 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 and especially the last State of the Union address. What are they going to say? They're on their way out. They're really not, and quite honestly, the difference between President Obama and President Bush would agree with me. He'd say, why am I even doing this? Obama loves it. But there is one good little, I'll do my best to see the best in everyone, right? Try. Not perfect. Who is? But try. So I thought, anything I agree with, I found something. I actually did. Todd, can you roll the... this is the part of the president's speech I agree, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. Go ahead and roll it.
For my final address to this chamber, I don't want to just talk about next year. I want to focus on the next 5 years, the next 10 years. And beyond. I want to focus on our future. We live in a time of extraordinary change.
No, I don't
change
need that
is reshaping the way we
okay.
live.
I heard, you, heard work, what, you heard what I need to hear.
Planet.
Okay. We're I agree with the president. We need to focus on our future. A future without Barack Obama as president of the United States.
I was just going to say, your agreement with the president ends right there. Future's the last. That's after that word. Whatever he was going to say, you're not agreeing with, I bet.
I'm saying the president of the United States just said, I'm looking at the next 5 years, the next 10 years. I'm looking at the future. I want to focus on the future. I'm saying, I agree. And Todd, will
yes, sir.
Barack Obama be president of the United States in a year and 2 days from now? 3-4 days, whatever, 20th of January.
I was going to say, I don't know the exact math, but at some point in the next year or so, he will not be.
Right. So I'm not being cute here. I'm saying, I agree with the president. Let's focus on the future. And it's a future without him. So whatever he says, whatever he attempts to do, it is what it is. It's just there. I'm going to focus on a future without him. It looks very different. And it's a lot easier to do that when you don't listen to him. You don't think about him. You sit in a hot tub. So thank goodness I have a great neighbor who sells hot tubs, hot spring spas, and I can go out on a 10-degree day and middle of the night, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, plop into a hot tub and have the least amount of stress I can remember in eons.
You do need to hook me up with one of those.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even begin to tell you. Todd, it will change your life. Better health. You know, if your family's around more, they all love it. I can get the kids to go in there. They're not big on going there. It's really cold. Our oldest, Alex, will, but the girls won't. But that's when it's the best. This is the coldest opportunity. I've been in there one other time. It was like 20 degrees or something, but it was below zero last night. It was so darn good. It was unreal. I sent Vince a note. I said, best night yet in the hot tub. Just me. Did the tub instead of Obama. Good decision. No stress. Vince, I hope he's okay with me sharing this, but he said two ends of the spectrum. One was born in the USA, elevates the American citizen to be better, creating goodness. The other resides in the White House. Pretty good. Get that? One was born in the USA, the hot tub. It's literally, hot springs invented the hot tub, and it's U.S. made. So, elevates the American citizen to be better. That's me, that's us, creating goodness. The other resides in the White House. Two ends of the spectrum. No kid.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt in North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To listen to you, and I don't want to tie up your line, so I called this line. Anyway, the speech last night. The biggest thing I heard in there was, I told you so. In other words, I heard his arrogance when he was talking about, oh, the three major evil empires are gone, and the other ones aren't that big of a threat, and it was just, I told you so. Stop giving me, what an arrogant president. Thanks. Bye.
I appreciate the call. Welcome others as well at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I was going to say Verizon. People, well, I'm changing the name of the hotline now because I'm looking at our sponsor.
Well, you might be calling out of Verizon.
Multitasking B-Mobile is what I'm doing. Yeah, B-Mobile, exactly right. Others welcome at 800. Well, what I wanted to say is that I'm a little bit distracted because that caller had some other things to say about the president that we wouldn't air. They weren't swear words, but they were just call him a POC. Most folks, probably know what that vernacular, that acronym stands for, rather. And I am as frustrated as anyone with the current president. I agree with the sentiment of this emailer who said, Scott, what future? Todd, what future? This president's destroyed the future for my three grandsons and your three kids, Scott.
He's been aided by that in a year, though.
He's been aided by a cowardly Republican Party that has nothing but capitulated, caved in to $20 trillion in debt. Tell me how our children and our grandchildren have a future. Your coddling of Cramer and Hoven has aided Obama and the Democrats in destroying the America we grew up in. Okay, there's so much to respond to there, I don't even know where to begin. But I'm going to start with the idea that this president has destroyed our future. First of all, you give him too much credit. I'm not a big fan. He's messed a lot of stuff up, but there was a lot of stuff bad before he even came on. For instance, the debt was criminal, and he was critical. Actually, ironically, in Fargo, North Dakota, specifically said something to the tune of, it was out at the Yonker Farms when he flew in for a political event. He called our debt of at the time $9 trillion, 10, 11, 12, what was it? It was the end of the Bush years in that neighborhood. He called it immoral. That's what he called it, immoral. By the way, I don't disagree. George W. Bush didn't create it. He tried to put it on George W. Bush. But Mr. Obama, if at the end of your presidency, it's now $19 trillion in debt, coming up on 20, are you responsible for this immoral debt? That is a huge problem. But the idea, to this caller's point, that person destroyed the future, meaning, is it bad? You bet it's bad. I'm not defending the guy in any way, shape, or form. But it's not on one person. It's not. It's on the whole system, which is why I think Donald Trump is doing as well as he is. That's why me, as the most, well, if I pick a president, I'm first going to worry about their heart. And to the extent you can know anyone's heart, where are they at on the on the real core issues related to our culture in this country? Okay, that's my first question. My second question would be, will you reform the tax system in a Reagan-like manner? Will you defend us in a Reagan and Bush-like manner? Okay? Now, if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, I'm fine with that, even though I'm not sure where he's at on any of those three. But I know he wants to make America great again. I know he's run a good company. And I believe if there's anyone that could fix it, it's someone that knows something about business. And you don't run a business with $20 trillion in debt. I don't care if you have a popcorn stand or sell hot tubs or be mobile or whatever you are. You don't do it. It's immoral. So we've got to get the little things right. And to me, these are the little things before we can get the big things. Put somebody in there, focus like a laser beam on it. It'll shock the political world. All the rules change and get her done. I'd rather put my energy saying do that than saying, oh, he destroyed the future. We're done. We're done. It's over. Blah, 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 blah. You know what fixes $20 trillion in debt, folks? A growing economy. A growing economy. Our economy is growing. It's anemic right now. Pathetic. Awful. If we could get the economy growing at 4%, you'd start working on that debt. We could do more of what we do right here in North Dakota, responsibly drilling on federal lands for our resources. The debt's gone in a decade or two. Gone. I'm not kidding you. Real tax reform, get the economy going again. Because if you're looking for one person that fixes everything, doesn't happen. Does not happen. I don't know how I coddle Kramer and Hohman. Congressman Kramer hears every week. He is here normally for an hour. He'll be here next hour. You can call this program and ask him anything you want. Anything you want. So if you think I'm quote-unquote coddling, call. Bring your questions. Same with Senator Hohman. He's on regularly. I can think of a couple occasions where I've disagreed with him. It isn't about coddling. I mean, I get behind the microphone, bring them behind the microphone. You run the show. You call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our hotline, 855-200-1776. The same one folks are calling in to be in on our little office pool, Todd, for the lotto. And say, the next time you have Senator John Hovind on your program, I want to know the answer to the following. We'll play it for him live on the air. Same with Congressman Kramer. So what I'm saying is don't give me, I'm busy, I'm not, I can't call right when you're on the air. Send an email. Don't go cowardly.
You can email, you can text.
Exactly.
You can call 24 hours a day. We've got to call.
Texter says, who are we in debt to? Can you please explain that? A lot of people. China, I think the biggest one. Donald Trump talks about that a lot. Now, we're a good bet. We're still a very good bet. So that's why China does it. But a lot of people, bondholders, right? It's there. I'm no expert on it, but good question. Doesn't really matter, says another texter, what Obama had to say. He'll be gone in 1 year and would have sooner watched paint dry. Don't blame you. Don't blame you at all. Count me in on the lottery, says Janet. Gave us her number. She has her ticket last night. She's in on our pool, Todd. All right, Janet, welcome to the team. And I'll be buying one before the end of the program, and we'll tomorrow celebrate our success. How about that? Can't wait. All right, 20 before the hour, I have a little bit of unfinished business from Monday's program. We were chatting with Troy Soljam, who won a contest to get a nice pair of tickets, courtesy of Choice Financial, after some bad luck going down to Frisco. He was on with us Monday to explain the story. At the very end of the story, the conversation on Monday, he wanted to get in a quick comment that we didn't have time for, so I asked him to come back and do that. Troy, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Scott. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the time today. Are you still down in Texas?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so yes, Troy, we mentioned that Troy was down in Texas doing some volunteering for a neat organization down there. And that was one of the reasons the family went down there, so it worked out pretty good. And what are you volunteering doing again, Troy?
We are working in a ministry called the Denton Freedom House, and it's a ministry faith-based to minister to men that have suffered through addiction, you know, alcohol, drugs, prescription drugs, you know, anything like that.
So not only in Texas for a little football, but also to do some good work. We applaud that very much. You had wanted to say something at the end of our conversation earlier in the week about the family that lost a 10-year-old son in a snowmobile accident up in Manhattan on Sunday, and I didn't get a chance to. We ran out of time. It was at the end of the show. What did you want to say, Troy?
Well, you know, I just wanted to express our sympathies as a family to the parents of that 10-year-old. That loss hits pretty close to us too, because on September 17th. Here this past fall, we lost our 9.5-year-old Jeremiah in an ATV accident on the job. And so hearing of this accident, the compassion, you know, in our hearts just sank, and because we know what these parents are going through.
Whenever I hear one of these stories, and we've had far too many of them in the headlines over the last year, I always think, how do they do it? How do you get up the next day? How do you take a breath? So, answer that for me. How did you do this?
Well, if you think about losing a child, I don't think anybody can imagine it, nor are you ever fully prepared. What I can say is, you know, our family, my wife and I, have grown strong in our faith, and that anchor, which is Christ, is held strong in our life. And, you know, losing your son was a storm, a real serious storm, really difficult storm. But I use the analogy of the anchor, a ship's anchor. You know, if that ship comes into port and if that anchor's not thrown and the storm comes, that ship's going to be tossed and turned. So that anchor does no good, you know, for that ship unless it's tossed overboard and set in the ocean floor. And that's the same as we looked at it as a family. If our anchor is not in place before the storm, we are going to be tossed and turned and go through a lot of trial, deeper, more hurtful trial. And I guess that would be the best way I can explain our ability to cope, you know, with the loss of Jeremiah.
And you will have storms. You will have storms. I mean, I can't imagine someone going through what you did to lose Jeremiah at 9.5 years of age and how you react. But boy, doing it without faith, I think it would be impossible, because you just have way too many questions. There's no way to understand that with the strongest of faith, but without it, how in the world you could just go on to fight another day. That's really amazing. Well, I am really looking forward to when you get back. We're going to get together, and I didn't know any of this story until I talked to Troy yesterday after yesterday morning, just to apologize for not being able to finish on Monday's program to get that in. And when I heard it, I thought I'm going to have Troy join me to talk about it at a further date, maybe a little bit longer. So look forward to connecting when you get back. Travel safely, and God bless you and your entire family there, okay?
Thank you, Scott, so much. God bless you, too, and you have a good new year.
Like us on absolutely. 2016, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. More coming up on What's On Your Mind, your calls after this. Don't touch that dial.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
I think sometimes we hear conferences, oh, I'm going to go to a conference, gives me a day out of work, but it's not just a day out of work. It's an opportunity for people really and truly to come out and get inspired and get motivated for safety. And that's the one goal, is we want you to come to our conference. And 94 sessions, yes, there's all of that. But ultimately what happens when these people come to the conference, they get this renewed energy to not only work safer, but to live safer for 24/7. One unsafe decision, whether you're at work or at home, can really mean the difference between life and death. And this event, the 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it really and truly gives people the tools to increase their personal safety and their knowledge to empower others to live safely 24/7.
To learn more about the NDSC's Annual Safety and Health Conference, scheduled for February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center, go to ndsc.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ELO. Gotta love that.
Good Welcome song to use, huh?
Yeah, dandy. Dandy, dandy. Old bummer, don't bring me down. What's on your mind, friends? 800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by a new sponsor. We welcome to the program my friends at B-Mobile, North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right, Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Because every moment matters. That's what I love about B-Mobile. Local family-owned company, carry all the latest smartphones, tablets to keep you connected, along with personalized customer service. They're everywhere you're at home, the lakes, and beyond. Jamestown across from the Buffalo Mall. Valley City at 635 Main Street. Bismarck across from Lowe's. Find a location near you. Bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Couple calls that came in during the break. Roll them, Todd.
Yeah, Scott Hannon, you're kind of funny, you know. Now, you picked up on Obama's
favorite words, you know. He's going to pull this like a laser beam now. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Are you good, Scott added. That's one of my Obama's famous terms, you know. You're kind of funny, Scott.
Hey, good morning. This is Dave calling. I want in on that lottery drawing with you guys. I'm going to buy a ticket this afternoon.
All right, beautiful. Dave left his number. Two others are doing the same. And all you need to do, that's just what he does. I want in. Here's my name. Here's the number. Okay, and we're doing the honor system. So we know you're going to buy one. We're buying one. Todd and I are in. You go buy one. We go buy one. We're in. And all you need to do is call the line. You can do it right up till the time of the vote, or the draw, if you will, tonight at 855-200-1776. Just press 1. You call our usual Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline, too. Bacon. Oh, my gosh, bacon. I just had a little dream, Todd. Some pepper bacon.
Sorry. I'd go for some.
Yeah. Just hear it sizzling. Smell that Big Flavor. Anyway, you whenever you call us, you press 1. To leave us a message, press 2 to chat with us live on the air. You know, I knew What's On Your Mind had a lot of listeners all throughout the Northern Plains. I didn't know it had listeners in San Francisco. But David is on our Big Flavor hotline to chat here. David, what's on your mind?
Hey, morning, Scott. Steve, I've called you before. I've probably called once a month or something, maybe two, once every 2 months or something.
Well, I apologize for not remembering. We are so blessed with many callers that I sometimes do not remember. But I didn't remember San Francisco, but nice to have you. What's on your mind today, Dan?
Sure. Well, I kind of listened through GCN's stream, so...
Oh, good.
There
you go. Sure.
You know, what I was interested in with the State of the Union is investing in America, you know, repairing our stuff. You know, people have talked about fixing the roads and bridges and whatnot, and... You know, if you just think about it, as a taxpayer, we pay in our money to get our roads, our bridges, our schools, our universities, our fresh water system, our sewer system, all sorts of different things. And basically, Obama's job is to write the checks to make sure that all of our stuff gets fixed, and Congress is supposed to budget that money, so he has a check, he has a bank account, so to speak, that's full.
Okay, all right, David, I'm going to cut this short just because we have a little short on time, but I think what you're saying is Obama wants to do all this investment, but Congress, they have the purse strings and they just sit on their hands, and so don't blame Obama, blame Congress. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, much less, if you remember, right after 9/11, the big, you know, you're both public speakers, right? And you're usually supposed to start a speech off with a joke, right? So right after 9/11, George Bush's joke was the trifecta joke. Now, if you can go online and you can listen to about 20 versions.
You want to remind me what that has to do with anything? You're saying the House, the Senate, the executive branch, the Supreme Court. What are you talking about?
Well, trifecta joke to me is treason. Because if you look at it, the way the joke goes is, I came into the presidency pledging to never waste the taxpayer's dollar, but now I won the trifecta. And then he goes on to say that we now have a national security problem, we now are at war, and now we have a budget crash, right?
You're saying George W. Bush, that you're...
He basically is laughing about how he's going to go off budget.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, though. I'm a little confused because you just said Obama wants to do all this stuff, but he can't. He's waiting for Congress, but Bush could?
At the end of Clinton, we were $6 trillion
black. So let me just make sure I understand this. Obama is not to blame. Congress is. But George Bush is to blame, and Congress wasn't.
Check the books, because basically what...
I want to check your IQ is what I want to check, David, with all due respect. And, you know, you're from San Francisco, so I know you're used to talking tough. But, you know, first of all, there is a House. There is a Senate. As Donald Trump has said so famously right now, if Obama wanted to get some things done, go work with him. Go sit down and try and figure things out. I mean, the idea that... You know, every time I hear him complaining, it's like he's talking about losing a basketball game because somebody threw him an elbow. Welcome to politics. Welcome to Washington, D.C. I mean,
right.
you need to work with
Congress. Right?
Pardon
it's
me?
Our stuff. Why are these guys playing hardball basketball when it's our stuff? If we've got broken bridges that are caving in, if we've got locked...
Hey, here's the problem with the infrastructure, and I agree with you on that, and that's not just under Obama's watch, Bush's, or any... That goes back to Clinton. We've not invested enough, partly because the economy is not growing enough, and we have too much debt. We need to fix it.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.